top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, June 2nd, 2023, and I'm your presenter, Jada George. In the headlines, Dominica Public Service Union General Secretary Thomas Later is in absolute favor of the stand being taken by opposition forces that electoral reform ought not to be a matter of partisan politics.
Right on cue.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness is dismissing what he calls misinformation about government's plan to increase digital currency use, arguing that it should be an option rather than a mandate.
Top of the hour.
And prosecutors have audio recordings of former President Donald Trump acknowledging having a classified document and thereby revealing new developments in his handling of sensitive government materials.
95DA.com. Right on cue.
The news is brought to you with very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas. The details of these coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Later, says the rally on Wednesday demonstrated strong public demand for campaign finance and other reforms in Dominica's electoral system. Later made this observation while speaking on the DPSU program, and he agrees that electoral reform should not be tied to partisan politics and that everyone should support the demand for change regardless of their political affiliation, and that supporting a specific party should not hinder one's stance on the need for electoral reform.
I'm just coming from where the rally is taking place, and you can see that people really want to see electoral reform. And this is something, and I agree with those who are saying that electoral reform should not be a partisan thing. And it's not because you support or you do not support a particular political party that you should not be for electoral reform. And at this point, I'm saying to myself, I'm asking, what is holding back the process of electoral reform? Because definitely you do not need legislation to do a number of things, among which is the sanitization of the voters list. You do not need to go to parliament or to get parliament's approval to remove dead persons from the electoral list. Definitely not. You do not need that. There are other things. The whole question of voters' ID, I do not think you need legislation for that either. These are things that could be done without the need to go to parliament.
Later raised an inquiry regarding the apparent challenge the leader encounters in initiating the process of electoral reform in a country purportedly operating under a democratic system.
And my question is why in a country which is supposed to be a democracy, why is it that our leader finds it so difficult to start the process of electoral reform in Dominica? I think Dominicans are law-abiding citizens. They have demonstrated a lot of patience, and People should not take advantage of that. The fact that they are peaceful, the fact that they are law-abiding citizens, the fact that they will not resort to any violent means of doing things, and we have to compliment them for that, I do not think they should be taken advantage of. If something needs to be done, let's make sure it is done. So this evening, we want to join in the call for electoral reform.
Dominica Public Service Union General Secretary Thomas Leta, during the recent tree planting and dedication ceremony at the University of the West Indies Open Campus, Dominica, Edmund McIntyre, a representative from the Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division, conveyed that Dominica had endured significant devastation from the effects of Hurricane Maria in 2017. McIntyre noted that this natural disaster had resulted in widespread defoliation of trees, estimated to have affected between 90% to 95% of the island's vegetation. Furthermore, over 50 of these trees, he said, either fell to the ground or suffered damage such as broken branches and exacerbating soil erosion across the island.
On September 18, 2017, Dominica was devastated by Hurricane Maria, a Category 5 hurricane, severely affected and destroyed the forested areas. An estimated 90 to 95% of the forest trees were defoliated, with over 50% either having fallen to the ground or having suffered broken branches, crowns. A huge portion of soils were eroded, and most areas of the island. A great deal of damage was inflicted against our flora and their habitats. In order to respond to the challenges and devastating impacts on the forestry sector, post Hurricane Maria, the Forestry Division through the Ministry of Environment embarked on a major reforestation initiative to re-establish lost forest wood resources and creating local livelihood opportunities.
According to McIntyre, there are currently six nurseries located on the island, and approximately 300,000 species of trees have been cultivated in concurrent efforts to reforest various regions throughout Dominica.
Currently, there are six nurseries on the island. To date, over 300,000 forest fruit trees species are produced in complementing reforestation efforts ongoing in the central, eastern, northern, and southern forest ranges. The reforestation efforts are concentrated in areas most vulnerable to climate changes, such as coastal riverbank areas prone to landslides and land slippage, and our watersheds and water catchments. The Division of Forestry would like to use this occasion to remind the general public the importance of the forest. Because of the healthy forest promotes biodiversity conservation and drives many forms of livelihood that sustain local communities. The forest is considered primary habitat for species of birds and wildlife. We would like to thank the University of the West Indies for asking us to partner with them in this tree planting ceremony. And we look forward to more partnership in the future as we strive to protect and conserve Dominica's natural forest.
Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division Representative Edmund McIntyre. The First Maho Guides Company, a leading community organization dedicated to promoting family values and creating memorable experiences, is thrilled to announce the upcoming Family Fun Day event on Sunday, June 4, 2023. Family Fun Day is designed to provide families with a day filled with joy, laughter and quality time together. This exciting event will take place at Teaser Playing Field from 3 p.m. to 7 and promises a memorable experience for attendees of all ages. Highlights of Family Fun Day will include interactive games and activities, engaging in a wide range of fun-filled games and activities that will captivate both children and adults alike, from classic sack races, sports, dominoes, and relay games, to lime and spoon and a bun eating competitions. there will be no shortage of fun-filled options to keep everyone entertained throughout the day. Live performances, get ready to be entertained by Halibut, Trendsetter, and more. Delicious food and refreshments, indulge in a delectable array of food and beverage options ranging from mouth-watering barbecue chicken to steamed fish, roast plantains, among others. These on-site meals will ensure that attendees can refuel and satisfy their taste buds throughout the event. The First Maho Guides Company invites families from across the community to come together, have fun, and create lasting memories at a family fun day. This event offers a unique opportunity to strengthen family bonds, foster new friendships, and create the joy of togetherness in a safe and inclusive environment. Admission is free, and funds raised from the purchase of food, drinks, and other items will go towards the ongoing feeding and care package for the elderly and shut-ins, as well as the Children's Playground Project. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the death of 18-year-old Colonel Benjamin in Portsmouth has sparked national attention, with the Dominican government condemning the brutal act of violence against children. He expresses deepest condolences to the parents and others affected by the brutal act and spoke on the behalf of the government. Mrs. Skerritt says government is committed to protecting Dominica's children and addressing child sexual abuse. He added that the cabinet has approved a restructuring of the Social Services Department and Welfare Division to address vulnerable groups, including children, women, and the elderly. This will involve additional trained staff to improve response to children abuse and ensure timely action is taken to protect children from abuse and neglect.
Over the past 2 days, the death of an 18-year-old girl of Portsmouth has gripped the attention of our nation. Though the facts of the case are not yet clear, I condemn in the strongest possible terms this obvious act of violence committed against Colonel Benjamin. On behalf of the government of Dominica, I offer deepest condolences to the parents of Colonel Benjamin and others affected by this brutal act, and recommit our efforts to the protection of Dominica's children. Based on information shared in the public, there appears to have been a history of child sexual abuse associated with this particular case. We all agree that such heinous acts against our children should not be tolerated. As I have previously announced, in conjunction with the passage of 5 family bills in the Parliament, the Cabinet recently approved the restructuring of the Social Services Department and Welfare Division to address matters relating to the care of children, women, the elderly, and other vulnerable groups in our society. As part of the restructuring, additional trained staff will be assigned to the Welfare Division to improve our response to matters of child abuse and to ensure appropriate and timely action is taken to safeguard our children from all forms of abuse and neglect.
According to Prime Minister Skerritt, a division of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force will be established to look into cases of child abuse and family protection. He emphasizes that everyone, including parents, families, schools, local governments, and non-profit organizations, has a role to play in ensuring the safety of our children. He also made clear that the ministry in charge of social services would organize a meeting to discuss child sexual assault, discover any exemptions, and decide on specific steps to safeguard children.
Additionally, a subunit of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force will be created with specially trained officers to respond to and investigate child abuse matters and other family protection issues. I wish to remind us, however, that the protection of our children is everyone's responsibility. The safety and well-being of our children should be the shared responsibility of parents and families, the schools, the community, government, and non-governmental organizations, including our churches. Let us together focus on building a strong, responsive child protection system and strengthening prevention and early intervention services for our most vulnerable. Also, as an immediate step, as we seek to implement the measures in the laws which were passed in the parliament, I have asked the ministry with the responsibility for social services to quickly convene a consultation of all relevant stakeholders to bring sexual abuse more sharply into the spotlight, in identify the gaps and determine a way forward that moves our nation past the talk into more concrete action to protect our children.
Meantime, Mr. Skerritt also extended best wishes to students taking national assessment exams yesterday and today. He encouraged them to read carefully, understand the questions, and provide appropriate responses. And he also noted how access to secondary education has improved since 2005, with a maximum number of students accepted each year.
Opportunity to extend best wishes to the students sitting the national assessment exams over the next 2 days. That is today and tomorrow. I urge them to take their time, read the questions carefully, understand what the question is asking, and provide the appropriate responses. And I believe we have come a long way in terms of access to secondary education. No longer it's a time when the Ministry of Education knows who would have passed, because there's a maximum number of students that they would accept on any given year. But every child has an opportunity now to attend secondary school since 2005.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Q95's Global View on Q show host Mr. Sheridan Gregor opines that Dominicans must overcome any fear-based mindset and speak out for the interests of their nation. He says the country has to eradicate the long-standing culture of fear, and the voiceless majority must rise up and advocate for themselves and their interests. He is of the view that the silent majority desires what is decent and right for their country, and he also emphasizes that they must put aside any and all fears and stand for what they truly want. He explained that no one is going to give Dominicans what they want, therefore it is up to them to stand up for what they believe in and defend their nation's interests. Dominicans will only see the change they want if they set aside their concerns and speak up. The time has come for the Dominican public to seize control of their destiny and head toward a better tomorrow for present and upcoming generations. Gregor says it is crucial to use your constitutional rights and do so safely and wisely.
I think it's about time that Dominicans disabuse themselves of this culture of fear which they have clothed themselves these days. All of a sudden, it never used to be like that before. All of a sudden, people are afraid to speak. If you don't support the same party as them, they're afraid for people to see them talking to you. I'm not so sure what is going on. And if people decide, Dominicans by and large, a very silent majority, who really want what is decent for the country, what is right for the country, what is right for the ordinary Dominican man. If they really want that, they have to put aside that fear and decide to stand for what they really want. Nobody's going to just give it to you. So to explain to the people what their rights are under the Constitution, that if you gather in numbers and you assemble and you speak and you make demands, nobody can fault you for that under the law. Once you're not breaking things and doing all kind of things, nobody can fault you for that. So if you decide you're going to attend a rally to demand electoral reform, you are within your constitutional rights to do so.
During the tree planting and dedication ceremony held in tribute to the late Dr. Violet Cuffee, president of the Comité pour Etid Kweol, KEK, Raymond Lawrence delivered a speech earlier yesterday at the UWE Open Campus, Dominica. Mr. Lawrence stated that the occasion serves to promote the fostering of multiple facets of societal growth, among which includes the exhortation of residents within Dominica incorporate tree planting practices as a means of enhancing environmental sustainability. Various efforts are being undertaken, as Mr. Lawrence exposed, to earnestly embed such ideals within the local population. Lawrence went on to say that the activity, moreover, pays tribute and honor the memory of someone who was exceptionally energetic around Dominica's Creole culture and its future.
Through this event this morning, we are striking chords, I think, in the following areas. Firstly, we are encouraging persons in Dominica and further afield to plant trees and to enhance our environment in Dominica. During Hurricane Maria, as you all know and as has been mentioned, we lost thousands of trees in Dominica. We have replanting tree programs to replace all of our lost trees. And I remember as chairman of the Independence Committee, right after the following year after Hurricane Maria, I introduced a national tree planting day with the help of the Forestry Division and schools and so on. So I think we need the cooperation and collaboration of the Forestry Division, schools, the public at large, as we encourage everyone to plant trees and throughout Dominica, and to help restore trees that we lost and help enhance our environment and our beautiful nature island.
Meantime, head of the UWE Open Campus, Dr. Kimon Joseph, said as an institution of higher education, UWE is committed to research and innovation as one of the world's top 1.5% educational institutions. The UWE is dedicated to providing opportunities for Dominican people to reach their full potential through quality training opportunities in areas which cannot be achieved without collaboration with nature. Dr. Joseph also emphasized that UWE has made a commitment to support the Division of Forestry, Wildlife, and parks in their efforts towards preserving the environment and maintaining the island's natural beauty.
As an institution of higher education, UWI is of course committed to research and innovation. As a member of the world's top 1.5%, we have dedicated ourselves to providing opportunities for our people to reach their full potential by providing quality training opportunities. Yet, we know that this cannot be achieved if we do not work in harmony with nature. Caribbean people have always had a connection with the land and the water around us. And we know that our natural environments hold the key to solving many of the global problems that we have. And so, we thank the Division of Forestry, Wildlife and Parks, who has joined us in this initiative. We know that the division, through its beautification program and its tree planting initiatives, has been working with several institutions. For us at UWI Open Campus, we take pride in being one of the most beautiful green spaces in Roseau apart from the Botanic Gardens. Yes, I'm touching our own one. One of the most beautiful green spaces in Roseau.
And that was the head of the UWE Open Campus, Dominica, Dr. Kimon Joseph. In other news this morning, amid what he describes as misinformation about the government's plans to increase the use of digital currency, Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has sought to dismiss the claims being made as erroneous. Earlier this week, opposition leader Mark Golden said in a social media post that the use of digital currency should be an option, not a mandate. He also claimed that billions have been spent on the introduction of new banknotes, yet they cannot be used in automated teller machines. Mr. Holness challenged the logic of the argument being put forward that the government is trying to push the use of digital currency and move the country to a cashless system. Mr. Holness expressed the concern that Jamaicans would interpret the increased use of digital currency as a push to remove cash, but instead of fearing digital currency, he said the focus of the discussion should be on the laws needed to protect users. He was speaking on Wednesday at the Inter-American Development Bank's Digital Transformation Forum.
There is no attempt by the government to remove cash, meaning paper money, from the system. Just stop for one moment. Just be rational. Why would the government spend billions of dollars to change currency to a new durable banknote that we don't have to be changing it ever so often, only to turn around and take it out of the system? Don't you see it is stupidness? The same threat that exists with digital currency, some of the same threats exist with cash. We have seen the situation in India, for example, where the government decided that they're going to dematerialize some notes. It's the same threat that could happen with a digital currency. The issue is, what are our laws to protect our consumers? That is what we must ask about, and not fear of the technology. And I can say with the Chief Justice here that I am certain that our laws will be very strong, and the laws that we have in place are indeed getting stronger to protect your rights. You know, there's this false notion that anonymity guarantees privacy. Privacy is only guaranteed by the laws of the country you are in.
And in other news, there are new developments in the investigation into former President Donald Trump and his handling of secret documents after he left office. ABC sources say prosecutors have an audio recording of Trump acknowledging he had a classified document. ABC's Rena Roy has the latest.
An audio recording of former President Trump from 2 years ago could potentially be used against him in federal court as a special counsel assesses whether he violated any federal laws or put national security at risk with his handling of classified documents. Sources telling ABC News federal prosecutors have obtained the recording in which Trump allegedly acknowledged he kept a classified document about a possible attack on Iran. The conversation taking place in the summer of 2021 at his Bedminster Club with two people who were helping former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on his book. Those sources add that in the recording, Trump indicated he knew the sensitive military document in question was secret. The former president has insisted that the documents were automatically declassified. He said this at a recent CNN town hall.
Did you ever show those classified documents to anyone?
Not really. I would have the right to. By the way, they were declassified.
What do you mean, not really?
Not that I can think of.
According to sources familiar with the investigation, witnesses have been questioned about the recording. Meadows was not present for that meeting, but other Trump aides, including Margo Martin, were. The special counsel's office declined to comment. On the recording, which ABC News has not listened to nor obtained, Trump can allegedly be heard attacking the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and referenced one document in particular that Trump claimed Milley had compiled.
Reacting to the audio recording, Trump's lawyers call it leaks from radical partisans behind what they called a political persecution. Rena Roy, ABC News.
And that's the morning news, but first here's a recap of the headlines. Dominica Public Service Union General Secretary Thomas Leiter is in absolute favor of the stand being taken by opposition forces that electoral reform ought not to be a matter of partisan politics. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness is dismissing what he calls misinformation about government's plan to increase digital currency use. Prosecutors have audio recordings of former President Donald Trump acknowledging having a classified document and thereby revealing new developments in his handling of sensitive government materials. This morning news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas, and I have been your presenter, Jade George.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big